Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to
Fort Worth Paranormals
Ghost Hunting.
Ghost Hunting.
Texas style,
bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
All right, folks, this is Justin Eric here. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Our co-host Kevin Bryan will be in later on in the show. He's actually taking care of some personal issues right now. Nothing bad, just taking care of some things. And as a matter of fact, when he gets here, he's actually got some really cool things to tell us as far as the most recent things that has taken place in regards to Fort Worth Paranormal and in regards to some of the things that are going on in the local Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so some people are like, what the heck? You know, I heard you moved and all this other stuff. And for those folks that are actually listening in for the very first time to the show, yes, I have moved. I am actually in the Little Rock, Arkansas area. But the cool thing about it, and the bonus, I guess you could say, is that FWP's reach has sort of expanded a little bit. And so, at that point, you know, I could pretty much say that, I mean, hell, I'm only 4.5 hours away from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So, if anything's going on, hey, it's hopping in the vehicle and driving down there and knocking out whatever investigations need to be taking place. One thing I did mention, though, last week on the show is the trip that we actually have coming up to Galveston, Texas next weekend. It'll be the weekend of the 9th, 10th, and 11th. And what's so freaking awesome about that weekend, though, and, you know, it's kind of funny. I totally forgot last weekend that on the 12th of November is actually Veterans Day. And so I started thinking, I'm like, what the hell? I'm not even going to be working. So why should I even rush myself on Sunday just to get home? I'm just going to keep it cool, keep it chill, all that good stuff, and just roll out. And all that good stuff. But the cool thing about it is that we're going to Galveston, Texas, to go check out some of the most haunted and the most historical places down there. And so we're going to run into some good friends down there, to include one of our good friends, Tracy Richardson, down there with the Texas Ghost Tours. And so that's going to be a real cool deal down there. So I'm very, very excited about that. Kevin's actually got some really good news. I don't want to spill the beans just yet because I'm actually going to leave it to him. When he calls in later, and like I said, he's going to be calling in a little bit later on, but in the meantime, happy late Halloween to everybody out there, and how was everybody's Halloween? What did you dress up as? All that good stuff. If you're listening in, and again, I appreciate you, everybody that's listening in. If you are listening in, try to make it into the chat room. Come and mingle with us. Give us some really cool Halloween stories as far as what you did last night, what you dressed up as, any parties or anything like that you attended or went to. Hey, it's all good. Come mingle with us. And here later on in the show, we're going to, take some phone calls from you guys and, maybe hear some of the things that you had planned for Halloween. Or maybe you did an investigation out there on Halloween, maybe actually got some cool activity at some different places. So if you want to share that with us, feel free to do so. But in the meantime, for this first hour, we're just going to kind of take it easy. This week was actually a really cool week for me. It's one of those things as far as the job is concerned, doing this little job counseling thing for the U.S. of the AF. And, it's something that I'm already familiar with, so that's a really cool thing. So it kind of deters the big learning curve, so I'm not really having to go through any sort of growing pains in the job. So I technically slide right into it, and it's pretty simple for me. But other than that, very excited about it. But let's see here. I believe Jennifer in the chat just mentioned that there is an opera house in Galveston that is said to be haunted, and she's actually investigated before of an old man, but she says a very beautiful place. Very cool. If you can try to find that name, Jennifer, of that place, we might be able to see if we can check it out. However, we're going to visit 10 different buildings, historical buildings down there. So if you can give me a name, I'm not sure, but it may very well be one of the places that we're going to be checking out. So not 100% sure, but I'm sure Kevin will kind of delve into that later on in the show and all that good stuff. But let me see here. One thing that I do want to throw out there real quick, and it's one thing that I think would be really cool to just kind of get into for a little bit. For those folks, these are some of the folks that I actually have. Sometimes I don't get a chance to wish happy birthday to a lot of these folks, on Facebook and stuff. Sometimes it's just, sometimes I don't even get time to get on Facebook. But real quick, I just want to say a real quick shout-out to some of these folks on my Facebook page real quick as far as their birthdays are concerned. So real quick, I'm just going to throw out some birthday shout-outs to Victoria Lemiel. let's see. Also, a happy birthday to Amy Lynn Best. A happy birthday to Julie Cook. A happy birthday to Mike Shavers. He is 36 years old. Happy birthday to Matt Stephen Kirby, 39 years old. Also want to throw out a happy birthday to Kat Jensen, 22, Diane Graves, 51, and, of course, the Texas Busters Texoma. Looks like a group out there in the North Texas, Oklahoma area. Then there's Susie Nininger, happy birthday. Jenny Goodall, happy birthday to you. Jenny Ackman, happy birthday. Let's see, and then we also, and I think that's about it on my list there. So for those folks that, if you are listening in, happy birthday to you. But if you know some of the people that I mentioned on this list, if you want to throw that out there and say, hey, Justin Eric on this radio show threw out a shout-out, said happy birthday to you, feel free to do so. And like I said, it's their day. So if you're listening in, for those folks that I mentioned, your name for your birthday, enjoy your day, enjoy your evening, and make it the best. So it's really, really cool. Real quick, Jennifer just has an update. She mentioned the name of the place is the Grand Opera House. Looks like it was built in 1894, a performing art theater. So I will definitely check that out, and I'll run that by Kevin here later on. If I happen to forget, throw a reminder out there to me and say, Justin, don't forget, theater, Grand Opera House. So there's going to be times that we'll probably get off subject here a little bit, but you know what? It's funny because it's like sometimes when we run this show, me and Kevin, it's kind of funny because we'll be sober as a mug. We'll sit here and we'll just listen in and talk and all this other stuff. And some people ask, like last week, I think it was Shonda that called in. And she was like, Justin, are you drunk or something like that? It was either Shonda or maybe Tracy or even Christy, I'm not sure, but they're like, are you drunk? No, it was Brandy. It was Brandy that called in and said, hey, are you drunk? And I was like, no, we're not. We're completely sober. But that's how rowdy we get sometimes, you know, with this show, because this is Texas style. This is Ghost Hunt Texas style. We are Fort Worth Paranormal. And real quick, as we say every show, we want to extend our thanks to Unknown Radio, to Kevin Weddle, and Unknown Paranormal for allowing us to be able to come on this show and run this Texas style. Every Thursday, for you folks that are brand new, for you folks that are wanting to listen in to some more of our shows are every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m., okay? And so keep that in mind. Now, keeping this in mind as well, this Sunday, however, Sunday night, if I'm not mistaken, Saturday night, Sunday, somewhere in there, go ahead and get ready to set your clocks back, okay? Now I know everybody's got a cell phone, everybody's got these, you know, contraptions, whatever the case may be, but if you have a wristwatch or heck, even your own alarm clock at the house, if you have one still, I mean, most people start using their smartphones as alarm clocks. Okay, hands up, I'm guilty, I do the same thing. But still, I mean, as backup, just in case you happen to hit the snooze one too many times on the phone, at least you have a backup that will wake you up. So don't forget to change those clocks back for daylight savings time, all that good stuff, so you get to gain an hour of sleep. So that's always a plus. I mean, wouldn't you agree, everybody? So it's really, really cool. One other thing, too. Let me see here. As far as Fort Worth Paranormal is concerned, one of the things that we actually have coming up is we actually have in Grapevine, Texas, Kevin and I will actually be speaking, I believe, in April, if I'm not mistaken. It's sort of a big deal in the DFW area. I don't quite have the name on me, but again, this is something that we'll be able to run by Kevin in regards to what it is exactly. What it is, it's sort of like an expo, so to speak, but not just completely dedicated to the paranormal, but this expo is more or less dedicated to the different types of arts, the diverse types of hobbies and stuff like that. And Kevin and I are actually going to have the opportunity and the honor to speak at this, and you know, just sort of kind of talk about what we do as investigators, sort of our approach, and so on and so forth, and do it with a humble heart, and do it without, you know, without any sort of, you know, ego or personality trips or anything like that, because that's just not what we do. One thing about us that you're going to get to know really, really quick is that now there's going to be times where we'll get on our soapbox, but you know what? We're not on that box, you know, for very long, because you know the soap tends to get a little thick and you kind of slip off of it sometimes. So I made funny, didn't I? But no, really. You know, one thing about us that you're going to learn about everybody on our team is that we're very down to earth. You know, heck, we're from Texas. I mean, Southern hospitality is massively huge with us. And so, but at the same time, we don't take any bullshit either. So I just want to throw that out there either as well. But, hey, we're excited about some of the, you know, some of this stuff that we got. And we're just, you know, totally stoked about it. And about that. Now, one other thing we also want to plug in, too, is March 23rd, Becca Shugart, our own Becca Shugart, we love her to death. She actually has the Texas Tariff Unity Fest coming up, 2013. Okay, it's going to be March 23rd again. So with this, it is, you know, it's going to be awesome. I mean, there's going to be some great people there, some great speakers there. You know, a lot of the folks that we've met, you know, in the field and so on and so forth. So it's going to be great. One other thing, and I think it's absolutely freaking awesome, for those folks that watch that TV show Storage Wars, you familiar with that? Well, the thing is that the auctioneer for the Storage Wars Texas will actually be there to auction off some of the items that we have for our auction for the Para Unity Fest that Becca Shugart is hosting. And so, again, it's very, very cool. People get to take some pictures with them and stuff like that. So it's going to be really neat. But, hey, I'm excited about it. You know, and again, people could say what they want about unity, unity, unity. It's not going to happen, whatever the case may be. You know, but the thing is, it's hands down, it's all about attitude. And if you have a positive attitude, if you look at things in a positive light, then, hey, you know what? There's a little bit of unification power in there. And so don't lose sight of that. Little bit of unification power. The more positive, the more power. The more power, bigger it gets. Bigger it gets, guess what? Taking the whole damn thing over. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so you know what? I'm just going to crack myself a coldie. Hold on a second. See, now I got to bring that ego down. Okay, now I'm going to crack coldies for every single one of you that are supportive of the unity thing. You know what I'm saying? Which I totally am. I know Becca is. Our entire team. So I'm going to go ahead and just crack 10 coldies. So let's say 10, one coldie for every 10 people. Okay? So check it out. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Come on, drink it up. It's all good. Share it. So now, this is another thing too. Okay. Not only do we have the Para Unity Fest that Becca is putting on in March. Again, we mentioned the thing in Grapevine. But there's also some really cool things that's going on, especially with Haunted Entertainment, also with Resurrection as well. You know, some of these different groups out there, agencies and so on and so forth. And only that, but there's going to be some really, really cool upcoming events. And this is another thing, just to kind of give my point of view. I know a lot of people, especially if you've never been to a paranormal conference or paranormal event or anything like that, there's some people that will give a preconceived notion, especially if they've never been there. And they're like, oh, you know, the money factor, this and that, going to spend, you know, meet all these people, whatever the case may be. Well, the thing is the absolute point of these conferences more than anything, yeah, you're meeting people. You're meeting some cool people. You're also meeting a lot of people that have been in the field a long time. Am I saying that they're experts? No, I'm not. And I'm with Kevin when I say that there is absolutely no such thing as an expert because, number one, this is not an exact science that you can absolutely control. And so are we going to bust our ass to continue trying to do the best we can and being able to develop new theories? Absolutely. Innovation? Absolutely. You better bet your butt. So the other thing, too, that I also want to mention is that in reference to all that is that, oh, crap, I just got a brain fart. Let's see. This is what happens. I'm sitting here, like, going through, like, a million screens here, and here. Okay, yeah. Hold on a second. Back to what I was saying. Damn it. You know, this is where Bill Dance usually comes in. He's like, dadgummit, and all this other stuff. But, you know, Bill's going to come in later on. Probably chaos topper. That's the other thing. Chaos, folks. The last half hour of our show, which it'll be about 9:30 Central Standard Time if you're listening from a different time zone, okay? we will have our last half hour chaos, and man, this is where it's crazy. This is where everybody gets together, and we start having a little gaggle and mingle together and all this other stuff, and it just gets wild, gets crazy, it goes Texas style. Well, and, you know, wherever you're from, you can do Oklahoma style or Louisiana style or, you know, throw in a little bit of style from where you're at or where you're from. So that's going to be cool, too. Now, or, you know, like Jennifer in the room, she can go Arkansas style if she wants. But, you know, her roots are in Texas. She's from Texas. So she can do Texark style. So it's all good. Now, one other thing. Okay, going back to the one thing that I wanted to mention as far as you hear that in the background? My kids are getting in trouble. Apparently they're not listening to their mama. And mama is getting on to them right now saying, you better get your butt shower, blah, blah, blah. You know, get ready for school and shit. So it's going to be crazy. So, see, listen, you better get your ass in there and take a shower right now. You hear that? It's crazy. Now, one thing that before I got my brain fart on this other stuff, I'm recollecting myself again. I mentioned the soapbox. I mentioned, you know, the unity thing. I mentioned the attitudes and so on and so forth. But here, one thing going about the conferences. Okay, going back to the conferences. I really didn't have brain fart. I just wanted to throw it out there. Just kind of make it interesting. Anyways, but When it comes to the the conventions and the paranormal conventions and the conferences and all that stuff, you know, I don't want people to get a preconceived notion about that because, to be honest with you, one reason why I go, whether I'm speaking or not with Kevin, you know, whether I'm speaking, whether we're just hanging out with friends, whatever, the point is really picking the brains of those folks that either you know, whether it be via Facebook, TV, whatever the case may be. I mean, they are human beings. You treat them, you know, you treat them like you do your friends. Treat them like people, you know, you just met, stuff like that, with courtesy, with respect. But the thing is it's picking their brains, okay? If they have an investigative technique that you would like to use, if there's an investigative technique at any point that you would like to bring on or whatever the case may be or share, feel free to do so because, again, we're all looking for the same thing. And, again, maybe this could go back towards the unity thing, but same thing. I mean, it's kind of weird, okay? In the United States Air Force, especially in recruiting, okay, and I'm just going to throw this out there just for a little bit. And, again, no, I'm not violating any public affairs type things as far as the Air Force is concerned. I'm just throwing this out there as sort of an idea, okay? If you look at sales, I guess you could say, and maybe sales in general, maybe not so much with the Air Force, but I'll just use sales as an example, okay? Say you have a car salesman about 5 miles down the road from another car dealership, okay? Two car dealerships here. And the thing is that this car dealership is successful because of how they advertise, not maybe so much how they sell. But yet this other car dealership, they may be able to sell their cars strictly off of the face-to-face sale, not so much the advertisement. However, the thing is that each company wants to be able to balance themselves out somehow and be able to learning new techniques and be able to understand the car, understand the product, understand the feature, understand the benefit of the feature, okay? Get my drift? Now, imagine them folks coming together. The one that actually has the strength in the advertisement wants to pick up some interesting information in regards to the sales. And maybe the guys in the sales wants to pick up some of the information in regards to the advertisement to be able to strengthen them areas. Now, the thing is, what's the point? It's the point is being able to pick their brains, to get ideas, to be able to go out there and to be a little bit more productive. And that's the point of some of these conferences, and a lot of these conferences, believe it or not, is going out there, recharging yourself around people that are like-minded and going out there into the field and making a difference positively and doing it the right way. And you know, I'm not saying, oh, this is the wrong way, this is the right way. But what I mean by the right way is doing it with integrity and doing it with respect. And so hands down, that's the one thing that we have to really, really, really hone in on right there. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay. Let me check the board real quick. So far, we don't have Kevin calling in just yet, but I know that he'll be calling in later, our Kevin FWP. I just also got a text from Kevin Weddle. He's actually listening in. He's actually taking care of some biz right now. So if you're out there, Kevin Weddle, man, I know you can hear me, but right now he's putting together some of the East Texas Paracon things for 2013. And so he should actually know a date in the next few days. So for those folks that are in the Texas areas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, whatever the case may be. But keep in mind, Kevin Weddle, I'm sure, will mention it. But East Texas, the East Texas Ghost Con, that's coming in October 2013. However, they're getting ready to, coming in October 2013. But they should know a date within the next few days. So as far as a hardcore date, that's one thing they're getting ready to hammer out. So I just wanted to throw that out there as well. Let's see here. I got my coworker just texted me just now. He was like, hey, buddy, this guy's doing a walk-on. You good to open, right? Of course. Man, folks, I've been up like at 4:30 every morning, you know, starting work at like 6. And then I don't mind it, to be honest with you, because I get up at like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So I am not complaining. This man right here is not complaining one bit. So I'm going to sit here. I'm going to reply to him. Yes, sir. You bet. I'm a kick ass. No, I really didn't say that. I'm just saying to be nice. But anyways, stand by, folks, real quick. I'm going to play a real quick disclaimer. Well, not technically a disclaimer. I'll actually throw this disclaimer out there first, and I'll do it live and from my mouth. Did I just say that? Okay, anyways. So the views of Ghost Hunting Texas Style does not necessarily reflect the views of Unknown Paranormal Radio. So I just want to throw that out there, folks. Now, the other thing that I also want to throw that out there real quick is this. Stand by. We're going to pause for station identification.
You're listening to the Unknown Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/unknownPG. You are in.
All right, folks. Welcome back. So those folks that have tuned in or just now have tuned in, this is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. I am your host, Justin Eric. Co-host is on his way. He should be calling in here soon. Kevin Bryan with Fort Worth Paranormal, founder of Fort Worth Paranormal. So we're going to do this, and it's going to be friggin' sweet. So let's see here. Now, I mentioned Bill Dance earlier. He's going to come. He's going to usually pop in every now and then on the show. You know, maybe talk some smack every now and then and go from there. But hey, folks, if you are listening, and I know you are, I can hear you, I can hear your ears just kind of, you know how bats, you know, they emit a sound and then it like reflects back and they kind of know where they're going, so to speak. I can like hear a reflection of my own voice off of your ear. So I know you're listening. Listen real close. Get in the chat. Come mingle with us. Come on now. It ain't going to hurt. We ain't going to bite. I promise. Okay? I promise, promise, promise we ain't going to bite. If anything, we just, I don't know, we just may say what's up. That's about it. And, you know, mingle in. If you have questions and you want to put it in the chat room, please feel free to do so. It's going to be cool. And we'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you have, you know, in relation to the show, in relation to the field, and stuff like that. So feel free to do so. I got a mutt barking in the background. You hear that? You know, it's funny. He didn't even dress up as a, you know, he didn't even dress up in a Halloween costume. The dog didn't. Because, I mean, I think he's a freaking hot dog every day anyways. I mean, dude's a weenie dog. So he didn't have to dress up. So, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'll save a couple of dollars. I don't have to dress up a dog. So it's all good. Let's see here. My daughter dressed up as Luigi, my 12-year-old daughter did. And then my middle son, he dressed up as a Harley Davidson biker. So that was interesting. And then my youngest son dressed up as Elmo. So that was interesting. And then my lovely wife, Brooke Lynn, she dressed up as like an Egyptian, you know, like Cleopatra type Egyptian dress up type thing. And I pretty much dressed up as a jailbird, had the prison costume on and all that other stuff. So, but for those folks that are, you know, are curious, no, I did not dress up as a breathalyzer this time. I mean, I had my kids around, so I'm not going to dress up as a breathalyzer test like I did at the FWP party, Halloween party or costume party there at the Pearls dance hall that we had. So I'm not going to throw that out there. Let's see here. Just real quick, I'm watching some of the different, hold on 1 second. Okay. Yeah, I'm just basically watching some of the different feeds through Facebook and some of the news feeds and all that good stuff that's coming through, and just wanted to throw that out there. Now, real quick, for those folks that are listening in and for those folks that, you know, I and maybe some of our listeners are from the East Coast there up in the Jersey, you know, area, Delaware, New York. All those areas that were affected by the hurricane up there, very unfortunate, and it's really scary. I mean, I don't even, to be honest with you, and I may be wrong, but to me, you know, just to my own knowledge, I don't ever recall a hurricane ever hitting that far north. I honestly don't. And this was one thing that I heard on the radio this morning as I was going to work. And as far as what I heard, I want to say they said it was over there in Massachusetts, and if I'm not mistaken, it was like Connecticut. Maybe it was Connecticut. I'm not sure. It was somewhere in one of those states. I mean, they're so close, bunched together. It's insane. But apparently, there's one of these old trees, and these old trees, I guess it was like well over 100 and something years old, and the wind blew this tree down. And the thing is that underneath the tree was skeletal remains of a man that had been buried there from colonial times. Now, if that ain't cool, now, granted, rest his soul. I mean, I hope he gets a proper burial. You know, I'm not sure how that's going to happen, but I mean, I hope the man gets his place of rest is put to rest and is able to get the proper burial once again. But the thing is, it's just wild what hurricanes will be able to dig up. And if I remember correctly, that one hurricane that hit over there in New Orleans again earlier this year, and what was the name of that hurricane? I cannot remember. But it was this year, and it was over in Mississippi area or somewhere in I think maybe the Florida Panhandle, but it was no. I think it may have been Georgia, if I'm not mistaken, or Alabama. It was in Alabama. It was near Mobile, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a old slave ship, I think is what it was, that was actually washed up on shore, or it could have been just underneath the sand. You know, all that sand right there on the shore. But apparently the water just washed and washed and it washed all the sand away, and then you could see the hole. I mean, it was so freaking awesome. And so, I mean, just stuff like that interests me. I mean, as I've said before, I'm a massive, history buff when it comes to that type of stuff. And so I'm just, you know, it really, really, really interests me when stuff like that happens. It kind of reminds me of my grandfather, believe it or not, folks. My grandfather is actually, he did a lot of landscaping in the Dallas-Fort Worth area earlier on in his early years. And I want to say it was probably in the late 70s, early 80s. I was just a youngin, way young then. And so I remember he mentioned that he was doing some yard work around an old tree, speaking of old trees. And this was, he would assume was probably well over 100 years old at that time. And as he was going through, and it was, you know, he mentioned, he saw that there was, you know, notice there was like a hole at the bottom of the trunk of the tree. And that he, you know, he's wearing these gloves and stuff. So he kind of reaches in there and he's pulling all this dark soil out, you know. Chris, one thing about the North Texas area, it's got the black soil up there, very fertile lands up there in that particular area. And the thing is as he was pulling this out, he noticed that there was an old long leather pouch that actually came out of this tree. And he dug a little deep in there, you know, and stuff. But in this old leather pouch, he still has it, by the way, and I'm going to let you know the contents of this thing. And it just amazes me. Speaking of Texas style, okay, now, the thing that he found in there when he opened it up just completely blew him away. It was amazing. When he opened it up, first and foremost, he found an old, rusty face razor, okay, one of those ones that you kind of flip open. It's got the razor's edge, and, you know, it kind of looks like the ones you see at the barbershop. You kind of sharpen it up on the belt or whatever, and then you just shave your face. And so I thought that was pretty neat. Well, you look in another part of the pouch, and there's cash in there. Now, it's not just any type of cash. This was the Republic of Texas cash in mint condition. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, are you freaking serious, Grandpa? I mean, he showed it to me, and it blew me away. This is very real, authentic money. And the cool thing about this cash is, this cash was back in the day that Sam Houston was around, and he actually signed off on some of this cash. Not his real signature, but it was a printed copy. But it was Sam Houston's, you know, Republic of Texas cash, and he still has it. Now, he's never taken it to get it appraised or anything like that before, and I don't think he ever will. However, I told my grandpa, and I asked him very sincerely, I was like, Grandpa, if for some reason – you decide to, leave a will or anything like that in regards to this particular thing, could you please bequeath this to me? I mean, it's something that's just dear to me, even though it belongs to him. I mean, and no, I don't covet this. I mean, I kind of do, but at the same time, I know eventually it'll come to me because my grandfather knows how much it meant to me, and he knows how much history means to me. And so I'm hoping that one of these days that he'll be able to bequeath that to me. And he's up in age. He's actually in his early to mid 80s. And so it definitely has its thing. And see, and you bring up a good point, Jennifer, in the chat room. You know, she says, yes, it holds history, but history holds energy, which is very true. And one thing about energy, when you know, speaking of history, is the first question that pops in my mind, and I know Kevin is the same exact way as me when it comes to this type of stuff, but you begin to ask the questions, what happened then? You start to ask the different questions as far as, okay, who did this belong to? You know, what caused him to be able to hide his wallet inside this tree? Was it his way of being able to, was it his way of having a savings account without having like the banks we have today? You know, was it his way of emergency money at that point in time? Or was it something that maybe he was a youngin, he maybe saved his cash or something like that and he put it away? Maybe he went off to fight in the Texas Revolution at that time. Now you got to think, folks, this is well before, if I'm not mistaken, before the Civil War. It was kind of around the Civil War area after Texas was annexed in, you know, but it's interesting. It's definitely interesting. One second. I'm checking some stuff here, trying to make sure. Okay, now this is another thing. And it's a good point, Jennifer, you mentioned exactly, or to hide it. So when he was found, he didn't have any treasure on him to get robbed. That's a very good point as well. Very good point. So let's see here. Okay, still waiting on Kevin. He should be on his way in here before too long. Hopefully he'll be in at the top of the next hour, and we'll go from there. But yeah, folks, I mean, this is interesting stuff. I mean, to me, I mean, it just brings a whole new meaning, especially when you find this type of stuff. I mean, it brings a whole new meaning to the history of it all. I mean, wouldn't it be cool to be able to stumble across something that you know is just riddled with all kinds of cool history? I mean, I know it'll blow me away, that's for damn sure. So I'm just letting you know. But, man, that would be just absolutely freaking awesome. So, hey, folks, real quick, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a real quick song for everybody out there. And so if you want to grab a drink, maybe use the restroom real quick, we'll be right back. And then we're going to actually take another break at the midway point, okay, in about 19, 20 minutes. But right now, I actually have to grab me something to drink. So, and no, it's not alcohol or anything. We'll probably grab like a water or something like that. So I'm good. But real quick, I'm just going to go ahead and play a real quick song. So stand by, folks. Thank you. All right, folks, we are back from our little bitty break here, playing a song. You've just listened to Alter Bridge's song, Broken Wings, just now. Welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style. I am your host, Justin Eric. We are now waiting for the other host, Kevin Bryan, to call in. He's taking care of some things, but he has mentioned that he will call in. He'll be a little bit late today, and tonight, rather, and go from there. So let's kind of recap what we talked about a little bit. We kind of touched a little bit on the unity thing, touched a little bit about the attitude and sort of my points on some of the conventions and stuff like that. Nothing bad or anything like that. Just wanted to reiterate to some of those folks. Now, I know that some folks, like things the way they are. You know, they just, want to just go out and investigate, and that's it. And kudos to you guys for doing that as well. Nothing against that at all. And so, and like I said, keep continuing doing what you're doing because, again, repetition births second nature. And I'll say that again, repetition births second nature. And so welcome Kevin Weddle from Unknown Paranormal into the chat room. So he has made the announcement that East Texas Ghost Con 2013 is coming in October, okay? So I believe we actually had it August, September time frame this year. And so they're working on that. And he's actually working on, if I'm not mistaken, he's working on being able to hammer out an exact date for this. And so I think that'll be really cool. And believe it or not, East Texas Ghost Con this year was a huge hit. And when I say that, I mean, there were a lot of people there. There were a lot of people asking questions in regards to, what do you do on this, investigating this and that, what are your techniques? I mean, the whole thing was definitely based towards the unity. It was definitely based towards, just good vibes and so on and so forth. And I tell you what, there was absolutely no drama at that place. And that was the one thing that I totally acknowledged coming from that event. And I tell you what, Kevin Weddle and Unknown Paranormal, they put on a hell of an event, especially for it being their first event. So kudos to you guys. And so again, hey, looking forward to the East Texas Ghost Con 2013 coming in October. So that's going to be some good stuff.
Aha! Aha!
Absolutely, aha. So it's going to be cool. So now, one thing I also want to mention, again, I hate letting the cat out of the bag sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that cat just keeps scratching and scratching and scratching, like, meow, let me out and all this other stuff. But Kevin Bryan has got some good stuff. As a matter of fact, there were some really cool things that had taken place in the last few days that he was a part of in regards to representing the team and going from there. And you know what's crazy? Kind of switching gears just a little, and like I said, only because I don't want to let that cat out of the bag just yet until Kevin gets in. However, it has been one of those crazy moves. And what I mean by that, as far as one of those crazy moves, is that as soon as my wife and I got here to Arkansas, it's a little rock, we moved in, and we mentioned this last week on the show, and we mentioned, okay, it's okay, not too bad, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is that it seemed like everything just started going wrong. I mean, I'm sure that that's listening in, have probably had a point in their life where it just seemed like nothing went right. And the thing is, like, we get here, right? And we start finding different things going on. Now, granted, we're staying in an older house here. Granted, it's only temporary before we get ready to high haul and hightail it back to Texas. But the thing is that, granted, we're in an older house. I don't know when it was built. I think they said it was like 50 or 60s or something like that. So in a smaller house compared to what we're used to with our home. But the thing is that the dishwasher was broken, and technically it worked, but, the tray, the wheels and stuff like that were broken or missing, and so the maintenance guy said, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and replace the whole thing. Then we get a water leak under the sink and all this other stuff, and then The dryer that we have, of course, well, we bought it new. You know, it's one of those Whirlpool front loaders or whatever. Well, the thing is that it has the, it comes with the four-prong male end plug, right? So I'm sitting here, well, I can't plug this damn thing in because the freaking female part on the wall is a three-prong. So I'm sitting here, oh, crap. So we go over to, you know, to the store, we buy a three-prong plug, right? And at this time, we decide, now, hold on, folks, hold on one second. Pause for real quick. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we have a Kevin Bryan on the line.
Man, what the hell are you doing?
Man, I'm talking about freaking crap that's going wrong in this house, man. Dude, I swear. Yeah, okay. Hold on a second. Dude, I'm telling you, when I plug the dryer in, let me finish this up. I go to plug in the dryer, okay? And as I'm plugging this dryer in, freaking the power goes off in the entire house.
What?
Now, I'm sitting here. Really? And so I'm like, what the heck? Now, folks, you can laugh at me. It was partly my fault, too, because apparently I grounded it out because I put the ground wire on the hot wire and it freaking blew the whole damn house.
Wait, I thought you had the damn base mechanical
guy
and all that.
We did. We had the maintenance guy because he was like, well, put this wire here, put this wire here. So it was my fault based off of his direction.
Ah,
you see what I'm
gotcha.
Saying? So,
yes.
So he didn't know what the
it's
hell he was
doing. It's a directed screw up.
Yeah, pretty much. Directly. So hold on one second, Kevin. I think we actually got a phone call real quick. Hold on one second, Kevin.
Right.
440 caller, are you there? Who are we
speaking
to?
Yeah, how you doing? Hi, my name's Ray. How you doing today? That was a
I'm doing
super
good, Ray. How's things going out there, man?
Oh, things are going great, guys. That was a super interesting story about the plugs. That was
that's
really
some
great.
Fine radio.
Yeah.
That's some fine
that
radio
really,
material right there.
It was really interesting when you were plugging the things in the sockets. And
man, that's insane. Crazy.
Do you have any other appliances you would like to tell me about?
Appliances. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's
yeah.
Hard to fly to do.
I'd
I mean,
like to hear
really
more about
thing.
The plugs.
That's what she said. What can we do for you, Ray? How are things going in your world?
Oh, just great now that I'm listening to you guys.
Good. Good,
yeah.
good. Have you been listening each week?
No.
No?
Not at all. Nope, not at all.
Well,
I want to hear more about plugs, guys.
Well, thank you for all that plug stories.
No, well, then I'm tuning out.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling in, man. Have a good evening.
Yeah. Well, yeah, appreciate it, Ray. Now, so what the hell is up, man? Dude, I have been, dude, this cat has been wanting to come out of the bag, dude. I'm telling you.
Cat?
Yeah, this cat's been wanting to come out of the bag about some of the things that have been going on the last few days that's related to SWP. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Dude, let this damn cat out of the bag. It's like about to scratch the bag open. I want to keep this bag. What the fuck? I mean, hell. See?
Which cat are you talking about? Tell him, man. Just go ahead and tell him.
Well, I think it's the, let's see here. Can you say NBC5?
Ooh, breaking news. Oh, damn, excuse me. I didn't mean for that to happen. Whew. Yeah, FWP, Fort Worth Paranormal, was featured on NBC5 on the 4 o'clock local Dallas-Fort Worth news and the 6 o'clock news. And we found out today that it was also broadcasted on NBC in the local markets for Oklahoma as well. So that was really, really cool. And we were also contacted by the morning show of the 103.7 Light FM CBS Radio here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They actually followed Justin on Twitter and found out who we were and gave us a call. And we did a little interview for them there. And That is actually going to be broadcasted tomorrow morning at 6:25 a.m. at the morning show at 103.7 here in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. So we're going to try to record that and get that up on the site, get it up on the Facebook. We've also got a new production opportunity with a major company out of Austin that I am extremely excited about. That is going to be a really cool thing. Hopefully, this thing will be able to pan out and start rolling. So we're supposed to have a meeting with this gentleman later this week, and we'll get some details on that, and we'll see what's kicking, and just run
Rock
it from
on,
there,
hell,
man.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And real quick, I want to go ahead and welcome the last 12 folks that logged into the chat room that's listening in. I just want to say welcome and thanks for tuning in to Ghost Hunt Textile with myself.
Absolutely.
And Kevin Bryan. And so
for
those folks,
we appreciate you.
Most definitely. If you want to mingle with us in the chat, if you have questions and you want to just ask questions in the chat, feel free to log in. If you see yourself as like guest 122, whatever, all this stuff, you can actually log in with your Facebook account and come on in and chat with us, just sort of mingle with us and all this stuff. If you have questions, one of the questions that I mentioned earlier when we started the show was, what were you dressed up for on Halloween? What did you do on Halloween? And how was your Halloween? Well, everybody. What was everybody? So,
what did you dress up as, Justin?
Well, let's see here. I was actually a prisoner. Believe it or not.
A prisoner?
Yeah.
Of what? Marriage?
I guess you could say that too.
Oh, that's greatness. Well,
so
I know what I was for Halloween.
You were drunk.
Tired. I was tired.
Oh, what? Damn it. I was wrong. Hey, real quick, I want to throw a shout out to one of my friends I went to high school with. And yes, I went to high school with this person. Jen Hogue out there that's just tuned in to our chat room, I want to say welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Ghost Hunting
and,
Texas Style.
Definitely, Ghost Hunting Texas Style. And if I'm not mistaken, Jen Hogue out there, Jennifer Hogue, from, originally from Nacogdoches, Texas, over there in my hometown. She, as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think she actually holds a Halloween party every year at their place. If I'm not mistaken, because I followed a lot of their stuff on Facebook, and so I heard they put on some pretty cool stuff out there. So, Jen, if you're ever interested in wanting to bring a really cool paranormal team out there and actually hold a legit ghost hunt for one of your Halloween parties one of these years, just let us know and we'll work something.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, that's something else I was going to tell you. The radio station said they would like to do some sort of little event with us where basically like a weekly episode where we count, people that have questions or concerns in the area will, do a show with them, then call in. Same time, they also want to run like a kind of like one of the public investigations that we do, but they actually want to be a part of it and get the community involved. And the radio station would be taking care of the promotions and, blasting out, taking care of all that stuff. We would, of course, run and organize the event and handle up everything on the backside as well. So that might be something really, really good that we can, use a larger market or a media outlet to really try to impact our community, which is always the basis of why we do what we do. So, everybody be looking for details on that. I'll definitely be following up with guys. At the same time, they're a cool group of people. It's, these guys are really, really good folks, and we're very gracious for the opportunity that they gave us. It's the Gene and Julie Show, and I'm about to post their Facebook link. They asked if, ask everybody to go out there and like their Facebook page. These guys already have over 5,000 fans on their Facebook page, but they run a quality program. I listened to it this morning. Man, it was a good show. It was entertaining, fun. It was some good music, and so that ought to be a good outlet for us. I'm really, really hoping that we'll be able to connect with these guys, and they can help us impact the community on a larger scale. So,
awesome, man, awesome. Let me see here. And I'm not sure if you saw it before you came in, but Kevin Weddle was in earlier, and I'm sure he'll probably bounce back in. But they have already got a month that East Texas Ghost Con 2013 is going to be in October of 2013.
Sweet.
And so right now they're actually working details and trying to hammer out an actual date right now. And so,
so
hopefully that'll be. I'm sorry?
Are they going to do it again in Marshall, or are they going to go to like maybe Longview or Jefferson or something like that?
That I'm not sure. So we'll see. Hold on one second, brother. It looks like we got a call on hold. Hold on one second. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. This is your host, Justin Eric and Kevin Bryan. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Richard. Hello there. How you guys doing?
What's up, Richard? How you doing, man?
Nothing much. You know, I'm doing great. You guys got some interesting Halloween costumes. I was a horse myself. Me and two of my buddies were running around as like a long horse.
Nice, man.
Yeah, you know, until we ran into a pole.
I would like to see that.
That's what she said.
So, which were you the front side or the back side of the horse?
I was the front.
Good for you, sir. I think you got the better end of that deal.
Absolutely.
I was just wondering about I've been having a little paranormal occur in my house.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, you know, I got these cups, and it's like if I fill a cup with even a couple drops of water, thing doesn't even knock it over, but if it's empty, like completely empty, it knocks my cup over if I don't look at it for more than if I like turn around.
Huh.
More than a few seconds.
What have you had?
It's only cups.
That's the only activity you've had in the house?
Well, shit, it's probably thirsty.
Yeah. Well, okay. There's other things. Like I've been I was cleaning my backyard, and I got this. I looked at my sliding glass window, and I didn't know at the time. I thought it was just spray paint that some dumb kid had left on my window, but there was a big, like, outline of a, like, it looked like a person. And when I went to go check if it was dry or not, just to, you know, so I'd know what to clean it with, if I just need to wipe it off or, you know, scrub it down, it was, like, ashy.
That's
what
the hell? So it's, like, spontaneous combustion or something. It, like, burnt itself or something? What's up?
I don't know. Well, I was curious if you guys would know what I should do about it.
Man, that's something I haven't heard of. I know that. I don't know. I personally haven't ever run into that. Justin, have you ever experienced something like that?
What about
no,
like
but...
footsteps and banging people banging on your door that there's nothing there? Like I have a security system in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at it from upstairs, and I could hear someone banging on the door, but there was no one at the door. And it lasted for, like, a good 3 hours.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What was weird? Go ahead.
The security system, do you actually have, like, cameras, like a DVR or something like that, or CCTV?
Yeah, I do. I have it on a hard drive. I never monitor it. I just leave it. I usually turn it on when I leave the house and record, make sure no one breaks in. But I just turned it on and there was nothing there. And this is the weird thing. When my sprinklers, because usually my sprinklers hit my door a little bit, but they were just hitting the ground. Like they were going lower than they usually go. And I could see footsteps when I went and opened the door. After a couple hours of it stopping, I went and opened the door.
Mm hmm.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
That's crazy. I mean, you know, obviously your first thought's going to be, you know, a prankster or somebody in the neighborhood or something like that.
Exactly.
You know, if there's a way that you can maybe, you know, set your deal to surveil the outside perimeter of the house, you know, for a time period and kind of mm-hmm. check those types of things and then maybe put instances inside the house together collectively to be able to figure out if there's
right.
a repeated occurrence, is there a pattern, is there a certain time frame that these things happen, you know, and try to eliminate some of the easy stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the weird thing. I put a little flower at the bottom of all the doors in the house because I could tell there's activity happening in certain places,
okay.
mainly the downstairs. And I took a picture of the footprint because I wanted to make sure, you know, this is when I put the flower down on the – because I have a hardwood floor, and it was
right.
like a much large – like, okay, this little footprint at first looked like a woman's footprint. I could tell it was like a young girl. And then I got a man's footprint, like a man's footprint. I could really tell it was a man.
Wow. How
yeah.
does it feel inside your house, though? Do you feel nervous or on edge or
no.
you know, anything like that?
I've always been fine. No,
okay.
I've always been
okay.
fine. I've lived here for 5 years, and I've never had that happen until recently.
Wow. Was there any impactful change as far as your day-to-day life? Any new furniture, antiques, anything like that? Was there anything traumatic that happened in your immediate family?
No, nothing like that. I don't know where it came from. I was working in the garage one day, and I started hearing the bang. I just heard a knock, and I was like, okay,
right.
you know, going to go check the door. Open the door, nothing there. Heard a knock a little later. I'm like, all right, you know, stupid kids doing stupid stuff. Then a couple
right.
days later, I just hear bang, 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 bang. Stop for about five
wow.
seconds. Bang, 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 bang.
Hmm.
Holy crap, man.
Well, that's one of those things that, you know, inside this field, I mean, there's always things that pop up that somebody's never run into before. That's why, you know, we always say there's not an expert in this. You know, that's something
yeah.
that, you know, if you would like us to come and try to help you out and check that out for you, we'd be more than happy to work together with you and see if we can, you know, at least be of some sort of assistance. If you can catch us on Facebook, shoot us a message with your information. We'd definitely love to talk to you more about that and try to help you in any way possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
That sounds good. I'll definitely look at that.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, thank you so much,
right.
man.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Excellent. Awesome. Have a great
right.
night, sir. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. We got another caller. Stand by one, folks. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Who are we speaking with?
Y'all's greatest favorite person in Galveston.
Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
How's my brothers from another mother?
Oh, man, we're doing good. We can't wait for next weekend.
Me either. I have been so I have had so much reports from the Sealy Mansion. Because at first I was more intrigued about the other places, but now I want in there so bad I can taste it. I can't take it anymore. I was to the point I wanted to scale the fence last night.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Did you have your track shoes on?
I behaved myself. Oh, you know me, I always got my Doc Martens on. I always have my boots on. But, no, I behaved
Man.
Myself. Oh, I was actually trying to chit-chat through the chat, but for some reason my computer's acting stupid and wouldn't let me go through.
What?
I don't know what. Yeah, well, I think it's my computer.
Oh, okay. Well.
But what I wanted to call and tell y'all, I have been having some weird, creepy stuff happen at my house. I mean, who can say that they're a paranormal investigator and have creepy crap happen at their house? Just all of a sudden out of the blue. Right when I was on hold with you guys, I was standing in the kitchen, and the wind is not blowing here, and my rocking chair on my back porch started rocking by itself.
Oh, Lord. Grandma,
but guess
where
I'm sitting? I'm sitting in my rocking chair now.
Now, if your phone starts to static and we can't hear you, then we definitely got issues.
Oh, well, and that's something else that's been going on. My phone will hang up just for no reason. It'll go staticky sometimes. All kinds of weird stuff's been happening. Lights have been flickering on and off.
Who's your carrier? Who's your carrier?
AT&T.
That's your problem.
Yeah.
You hear that, Kevin? What happened? Kevin disappeared. Kevin, you there?
I'm here, man. I'm having some technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah?
He's got AT&T, too.
Absolutely. You know what, Justin?
Yeah.
You know what I noticed? When I got on the phone here with you this evening, the daggum chat room was full. And the longer I'm on the radio, the less listen the people we have in the chat room. Maybe I'm doing something wrong.
Man,
no,
whatever,
it's not letting a lot of people sign in.
People
I was just going to sign in and BS. And it won't
be watch this magic, son. Okay, here you go. Hey, folks, for those folks that are listening, if you're signed in under a guest and it says guest 1, 2, whatever, if you want to interact in the chat or if you have questions in the chat, feel free to ask those questions. You could actually sign in under your Facebook, and it'll actually allow you to come in and actually interact in the chat. So feel free to do so. Invite your friends, post it on Facebook, all this other stuff. One thing you do not want to miss, folks, if you're listening in, is our last half-hour chaos, which is in about 15 minutes.
That's my favorite part of the show.
So, hold on 1 second, folks. We actually got a call from another person. Stand by 1 second. Tracy, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold, okay?
That's fine.
All right, welcome to Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
You there?
I don't hear him.
I don't hear him either. Okay, let's see. Here. Guess I ain't working. Let's bring Tracy back. All right, Tracy.
You need me to get on there? You need me to get in there and run that board for you?
Uh-oh, hold on. Got another call. Stand by.
You don't call me some... Where's my...
All right.
I'm having a...
Yeah, I got a
need my... Where's my dadgum Bill Dance at?
Where's smashing the stash? Dude, he's
smashing the stash.
With all that. Dude, he's doing all... He's smashing
there
something.
Dadgummit!
Whoa, there he is.
Whew!
Okay, hold on one, folks. We actually have... another caller, stand by.
Your problems. Did your computer detect the spyware? Uh-oh, that is not good. All your personal account information has already been sold on the black market. Your identity
that's
has been sold.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, I guess his name is Farshid or something like that. So he calls in to let us know that our lines are working. So, folks, if you want to call in, I'm serious, call in. Let us know how you did on Halloween, how much candy you got if you went trick-or-treating and all this other shit. But, hey, just let us know. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you for Halloween, Kevin, besides tired?
You went where?
Huh? You what?
You went where?
Your underwear.
She said what?
What?
Actually, for Halloween, I didn't have any plans to be or do anything. Honestly, I don't really do Halloween. My dad passed away on Halloween, so it's more or less for the kids and anything. And so we just kind of hanging out. Chrissy brought some candy and some stuff. Was passing out to little trick or treaters. The girls got off there and had a good time and got their Halloween shopping done. So it was a good night, man. It was a good night. We were chilling. We went to dinner and had a few drinks. Other than that, doing what we do, man.
I hear you, man.
Ain't this a fine howdy-do?
It was.
It definitely
man.
Was. Yeah,
absolutely.
Halloween was crazy, man. It's getting less and people say it's getting more and more, but I see it less and less, man. There's just, I mean, the whole daggum thing was wrapped up in 2 hours. You know, they're in and out 6 to 8, gone. You know, there's some stragglers around till 9 o'clock or so, but, you know, I know it was a school night, but I don't know, man. It's just crazy, man. You know, the more it goes through, the more the traditional type of time that you normally spend and how things go during the holidays are seem to be going away.
What is that beeping?
What the heck is that beeping?
Are you driving my ear?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Tracy.
Yeah.
I heard the beeping too. I didn't know what the heck that was.
Justin?
Quit
that.
Are
y'all
just
doing
that again?
You better stop it. that shit is annoying.
Yeah, it is. That's why we love Unknown Paranormal Radio. And once again, we want to throw kudos out there to the Unknown Paranormal Network, Radio Network, for allowing us to run our show here on their network. So kudos to them. Kudos to Kevin Wells. Thank you so much, Unknown. And you can listen to us every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here. Listen to Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Yeah.
Ghost Hunting Texas Style. That's right, man. That's right. You know what was so cool? The best thing about being on the news, finally, we got to say Ghost Hunting Texas Style on TV. How long have we been waiting to do that? Man,
it's
it was great.
It's a freaking time.
No doubt, man. It was so funny because I was going back and watching it. You know, it's funny when you do, like when they do the interviews and you're filming stuff and doing all this, you know, there's a lot of things going on. You do a whole bit. So it's always interesting to see how they edit it, put it together, and how it all comes down the pipe to the finished product. And, you know, we were talking about a bunch of different general stuff and this and that. there were two things on there. He kind of cut up. It was funny, man. It kind of made me laugh. He was asking me questions about, you know, how the claims and how people get these claims and overall, you know, what is the percentage of claims that are really happening and stuff that's not, you know. And the way it came down, it showed me saying, you know, people might think they have paranormal activity and it ends up being the ice maker. You know, and then it cuts off
or the milkman.
Or the air conditioner or whatever, you know. And I started laughing, you know, but it's true. You know, you can't read into every single thing, you know. And then he was asking me about skeptics and non-believers and all this kind of stuff. And when he put it, you know, I'm like, skeptics? I tell him, come on with us, man. But I could hear that damn country-ass accent that I have that I normally can't hear. And I heard it across the TV.
Hear it.
And I was like, dadgum, that son of a bitch is from that's a Texas boy right there. Woo, I look good.
You had that deliverance voice going on for a minute.
I know, right?
For you to say, woo!
Sonny, Jim.
I just saw a picture of a blowfish that says, I want to fart so bad, but I'm holding in.
Oh, well, you know what happened.
Oh, golly. So, next weekend, Fort Worth Paranormal is coming together with Unknown Paranormal from East Texas and the one and only Wide Awake Paranormal right here from Waxahachie, Texas. We are coming together and going south down to the island.
Bringing
in Tracy Richardson with the Ghost Tours Texas doing that thing. Texas Ghost Tours.
Wrong. There you
I
go.
I do it every time. Every
time.
I do it every single stinking time. Anyway, we're all coming together, and we have got an amazing, amazing, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, man. We are going to investigate the haunted house down there. We're going to help the owners of them run a public community event. At the same time, we're going to help Miss Richardson run a public community event out at the Stewart Mansion. And then we get access to as many locations as we can hit that have never been investigated and most likely will not be investigated again, to include.
Now, Kevin.
What?
What I want to hear. This is what I want to hear, because I'll probably just pee my pants right on the radio.
Sweet.
Oh, what the
hell
was that?
Okay.
You're awesome to pick, girl.
You went where?
Huh? What?
I'm sitting on my back porch and all I'm hearing is cuckoo, cuckoo.
We
y'all
are
know me
going,
and birds, we don't mix.
We are investigating the Seeley Mansion. We are investigating the Tremont. We are investigating about six other historical locations that nobody has ever been allowed inside to be able to do something like this. We are extremely, extremely honored. We are extremely grateful for this opportunity. It's amazing. We want to thank Tracy. We want to thank the owner, Joyce, down there, and allowing us to come down and sit down with her and being so gracious and giving FWP another opportunity to be the first team to ever investigate a location. You know, for us, that's a great honor. It really, really is. And this will make, I think, just damn near a handful of locations that we've been the first to actually ever be able to get into. And these places are rich in history, apparently rich in activity. And I'm telling you what, man, I cannot wait to get down there. And it's something that, you know,
awesome.
People have been wanting to do for years and years and years. And I'm telling you, it goes back to the reputation. It goes back to the relationships that you build with these people. You know, that's what it all comes down to. I don't care what TV show you're on. I don't care what radio you've been on. It doesn't matter. If the people you're dealing with can't trust you, if they can't believe you for you to be real, it's very hard to be successful. And it's something that we take a lot of pride in, and that's the relationships that we have with them as people outside of everything
Definitely.
Else. So I cannot wait to get down there. We are absolutely stoked about it. She is working. She actually put out a press release. She is working with the Houston media for the news channels, the newspapers. She's also working with some stuff there locally in Galveston. I know Tracy's been blasting it. There's a lot of people that are good friends of ours that have been helping us get this thing out there, and we're going to help Tracy with her tour and with her her investigation that night. I don't think she has a tour that night.
Yeah, y'all know I have the bike rally this weekend,
okay.
too.
Got it.
We have over 500,000 bikers. Y'all might want to set some bond money aside for me because I'm probably going to kidnap the dude that plays Jack Teller.
Oh man! Now hold on, folks.
Nice.
We actually have another
Michael.
Caller on the line, real quick. We're gonna go ahead and tap them in real fast. So hold on 1 second. 281. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to right now?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you still there?
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
How
are
you
still
sir?
There?
What in the world?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Soundboard. Bye-bye.
You son of a bitch, you got me. What the hell? See, this is what happens when we don't get to do the show at the same place. Hang on 2 seconds. I'll be right back.
What? One, two. Dude, you're already late. What the hell? Oh, man, that's classic. But, hey, folks, let's see here. What? Oh, real quick, folks, I'm going to play a real quick drop. Stand by.
You are listening to
Fort Worth Paranormal.
Ghost Hunt. Ghost Hunt. Texas Style.
Bringing you the best in paranormal radio.
Woo! Sonny, Jim, welcome back, folks. This is Justin Eric. And this is Kevin Bryan. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. We also have our good friend Tracy Richardson on the line from the island of Galveston, Texas, down there in that historic place that is awesomeness. So, how's everybody doing? Guess what, folks? We are 4 minutes away to chaos time. Our last half hour of the show is going to be crazy. If you want to call in, if you want to kind of give us a little bit of a spiel, as to how your Halloween went, or maybe You know, some of you women, yeah, you know, some women dressed up real nice and stuff, and guys, you dressed up real, you know, nice and stuff, too. So feel free to let us know. Give us a call, all that good stuff. This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style. This is what we do, and it's going to be chaos, I'm telling you.
Hey, I got an idea.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I figured that. You should have seen when we took our 7-year-old into the Spirit of Halloween store. Y'all would have died laughing. Because you know how they have that store all creepy?
Right.
And he went to have, he knows that place is creepy, but that's the only place that had the costume that he wanted. And Chris has, you know, got his hand and he's, you know, holding his hand. He's like, it's not scary. They're not real. It's just, you know, plastic. And we get him inside there and he starts shaking and freaking out. And Chris goes, and you know how Chris is, he's the big skeptic of us all. And he's like, it's everything's fine. And Jameson, our 7-year-old, he's like, no, this isn't cool. Dad, this stuff's not cool. He's like, look, that dead girl's moving. And he started walking a little bit towards where the kids' costumes were. I can't say this without laughing. It was so hilarious. I'm probably the worst mother in the world, but I couldn't help it. They had a fog machine that only, it just one time it went, psh. He went ape shit. Chris almost got beat up by a 7-year-old. It was hilarious. I had to pick him up, and he just starts screaming at the top of his lungs, it's lies, it's all lies. Mom, it's lies. It's all lies. I'm shaking. I can't breathe. I'm shaking. It's lies. It's all lies. There's a whole thing. People are looking at us like we're nuts. He ended up buying the creepiest costume that they had.
Wow.
He came
That's
out.
Crazy.
It was hilarious. He ended up picking a costume where he was like this zombie Grim Reaper looking thing, but was too freaked out to walk through the place.
So zombie and Grim
hilarious.
Reaper together, doesn't that make Zipper?
Do what?
If you have a zombie and a Grim Reaper together and you put it together, isn't that considered a Zipper?
Well, I guess you could pretty much, hey, you know, it's,
yeah, it
you know, it's two birds, one stone.
Man, I tell you what, I can't wait. We got about a minute left of chaos, and I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Now, we do actually have someone that's in the chat room legitimately, I'm telling you, that actually does want to call in. It's Jennifer Criddle. She's actually out of northern Arkansas. She's from Houston, Texas, originally, and she actually called in last week and actually had some really cool information in regards to some haunted locations out in this area. As a matter of fact, you actually talked to her last week.
Too.
Yeah, you actually talked to her when you called in last week, Tracy. She's actually going to call in here before too long. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, she actually had a question for Kevin as well in regards to one of the locations there in Galveston and if this location is one of the locations that we're also going to be checking out. Another thing I want to throw out there is that in this chaos, you know, anything goes. I'm saying anything goes. So back in the day when people were in school, everybody had like yo mama jokes and some, you know, your disses and stuff like that. I got some really good ones I like to share with everybody. It's gonna be cool. So, but not to any particular person, but just in general. Like say for example, I'm just gonna throw this out there just for an example, okay? Like say for example, there's somebody that you really don't like, so to speak, but you know, you don't mind talking your mind to them or about them. You know, you could say, hey, you're not totally useless. You can be, you can be used as a bad example, you know. So,
absolutely.
Does that mean I don't have to have a filter?
Not in chaos.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
No, I'm just not.
I mean.
I'm just playing.
Yeah, okay. You still got to be decent.
I behave myself.
Yeah.
All right, stand by, folks. Yeah. There is a call coming in that's legitimate. I don't know who it is. It shows unknown, so we'll see. Stand by. Caller, are you there? This is Ghost Hunting Texas Style.
Hitler did nothing wrong.
I don't know who the hell that is.
Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of these fashers, Mac.
So, anyways,
they should have ran their Halloween candy through the X-ray machine, make sure nothing was in it before they ate it.
You know, it's funny. When me and Kevin actually ran a show, I think it was actually it was a while back when we actually had our show going on. What was it? Somebody had called in and it sounded like a demon. It was like, I want to go to hell with you and shit. You know, and all that other stuff. I mean, it was crazy.
What?
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
It was weird. I'm like, holy crap. And, you know, as a matter of fact, that was the show that we farted at the very end, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
oh, well, that's
the one.
Take it out.
It was perfect timing. Absolute perfect timing. All right, brother, it is chaos time, man. Let's hit it.
It is chaos, folks. So guess what? It is time to get freaking rowdy, guys. It is chaos right now at this moment. Get it going now. Okay, now, this is another thing. During chaos, let's see, we got a couple phone calls real quick. I swear to God, this is chaos. Here we go. Let's see what we get. If it sounds crazy, guess what? You're getting the beep. If you legit, guess what? You're going to stay on the show and you're going to be on with this chaos. Okay, so here we go. Stand by. This is Justin, Texas Style. This is Justin, Eric, Kevin, Brian, and Tracy Richardson. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Is this Jennifer?
What?
Who are we speaking with?
This is Melissa.
Hey, Melissa, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Man, how was your Halloween?
Not too bad. I was calling because I was calling because I had a question about a ghost in my house. Well, I think it's a ghost.
All right, what you got?
Well, what happens is I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll feel this pressure pushing down on me. And I won't be able to move, and it's just holding me down to my bed.
How long does it last?
I'm sorry, what was that?
How long does it last?
It'll last anywhere from just a couple of minutes up to 10.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah, it's
and
not
can
sleep
you breathe?
Paralysis or it's not sleep paralysis or anything like that. I've already looked into that.
Right.
And then some can and you, like when it's I'm sorry.
I was going to say, can you breathe in this episode?
Yes, I can breathe. Like I said, I feel perfectly fine. It's just someone's holding me down and whispering in my ears.
Oh wow.
Okay. Do you have any visualizations like shadows or anything like that above you?
I've never seen anything. Like I said, I only feel it.
Okay. Okay.
Well, who do you think it is, or what is your what does your gut instinct tell you?
I don't know. They whisper in my ear, no tears, only Jimmy's, no tears, only dreams, over and over again.
Really?
Which I think is a little bit odd. I don't really understand that.
Yeah,
no
that,
tears, only
that,
dreams. So, no
that
tears,
sounds
only
like
dreams,
something
right?
That, you know, like a parent or an uncle or a mother, like a specific saying that a person would, you know, say. They're kind of, you know what I mean? Like a mother will have a special thing she says
right,
to her
right.
kid or something like that.
I agree.
That sounds kind of specific. Do you know, I mean, is there anybody significant in your family that's passed that you are really close to? Or, I mean, who comes to mind right off the top of your head, or do you not relate that to an actual person?
Well, my grandma always used to tell me, don't get your jimmies rustled.
Okay.
I used to say grandmother. But at the same time, it feels very sexual what they're doing, so I don't think that would be my grandmother.
Yeah, I don't think so. Also, if it was something, you know, somebody like your grandmother that was close to you, I don't feel like there would be any kind of physical stuff like the pressure pushing you down, something like that. Have you had any other instances in your mind that would stand out as far as, you know, a paranormal experience or something like that, either in the house or maybe earlier in your life?
No, I mean, the only time I feel it is when I'm in my bed. And sometimes sometimes when I'm, like, getting out of the shower and stuff, I feel like someone's watching me. But other than that, I just feel it in my bed.
Wow. How often does it happen?
Like, once or twice a week. Like, it all depends on, sometimes it's more intense than others. Like, I've actually had them rip my shirt off before.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Serious. It almost feels like they're trying to almost rape me, but obviously, like, they can't because they can't really touch me. But yet, that's what it feels like they want to do. It's really, really scary.
That is man. That's crazy. You know, there's these stories out there about the incubus and the succubus,
yeah,
or whatever that you know will do these like sexual type of things or something like that. I don't know how much to read into that or not, but you know, that's definitely crazy. Where's your faith if you're okay with praying? I would suggest, you know, saying a prayer first and then giving specific direct instructions to whatever's there to stop, leave you alone, not welcome, something like that. If it continues to persist
after that,
you know.
I've tried to tell them to stop and go away and stuff, and then it just escalates. It gets worse. So lately,
when
I've just been ignoring
him
and
forceful.
Yeah, the last time I did it, I was very forceful. I thought, but then like all I heard was this rumbling noise, and I went in, and my furniture was all turned upside down in my living room.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is gonna get whooped over this thing.
Right.
It sounds like you might need to call you one of those demonologists or something. That crazy stuff. That's definitely outside
Dead
of our realm. It's crazy.
What's going on?
Really don't know. Well, that's definitely nuts.
I know. Last time he did something, he wrote on my wall. He wrote, "Hitler did nothing wrong."
Yeah. There's probably a website or something that, you know, you might be able to email one of these demonologists or something, and they can do like an online or over the phone type of cleansing or something on your house there and take care of all that. I don't know if they charge or anything like that, but with all that going on, that might be your best route.
Yeah, I like to do it, actually.
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. Just kind of go in there and drop some elbows on them, you know what I'm saying, and just kick some ass.
That's all you
got to do, really. So,
if you have a mask.
Like Kevin said, whatever your faith is.
If you have a mask or something, you can put a mask on and use a lot of makeup and then, you know, take, like, something that really stinks and spray it around you and go in and you can try to get rid of them that way.
Woo!
That might help.
Funny, Jim.
Walmart's got Earpee on sale right now.
Yeah, they do. They do. There's a spray in a bottle. Yeah, it's called Gooby Gone. You can get you a squirt bottle of that and kind of go around, spray that stuff at it. They normally run from that. So we appreciate
you.
We're going to get back into chaos.
Yeah,
have a good night.
Oh, man.
I got a couple of these demonologists on speed dial if we need to get them out to her and get that taken care of.
Absolutely. You know, and it's crazy, man, you know, because, you know, especially for some
if she really thought we were giving her genuine advice at the beginning.
I kind of wanted to explain it to her, but I didn't have my crayons with me.
Well, and sometimes...
How can you not have crayons around just when you have kids? I can never
find a
pen. That's all I can ever find is a freaking crayon.
He's a military man.
Oh,
man. I don't think he was a Boy
Scout marker.
All right, folks. We actually have Jennifer Criddle here on the line. Stand by. Hey, Jennifer, how's it going? This is Ghost Hunt Texas Style.
It's going. How's everyone tonight?
Doing
good, Jennifer. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just enjoying this first day of November.
Heck yeah. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Arkansas. Yes. Originally from Texas. So love my Texans.
Heck yeah. We love you right back.
No, thank you.
So how are things going out in Arkansas? How far away are you from Little Rock where Justin's at?
She's a good way. Yeah, I'd say about almost 100 miles, maybe 80, 90 miles. I'm in the mountains in Ozark National Forest area. So yeah, Ozark.
Oh, nice. I bet it's beautiful out there. That's for sure.
Oh, it's really beautiful. Yes, you see every season that come and goes.
From where she is, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's awesome.
Definitely. Man,
that's crazy. Cool. So, what's going on with you? Do you have a? Were you on a paranormal team? Do you have? What has been your interest in the paranormal?
When I was a young girl, just to make a short, quick, simple story. When I was a young girl, I'd have these odd dreams of a dead girl watching me sleep through the window, you know, through the cracks, which I know the cracks of the window, you get kind of that paranoid feeling, so that can put something in your head. But I'd always have these dreams of a dead girl. Well, then a couple of years later, seeing my best friend's grandfather, who had passed away previous, like 2 days prior to when we were, you know, when I was a little girl outside playing. And I've never met this man, you know, never did meet my friend's grandfather or nothing. When I seen the image of this man, the ghost that I seen, I ran inside, and I was in elementary school, you know, so I don't know that there's ghosts, and, you know, I don't know what's going on. And I explained to her exactly what I had seen, you know, from detail and clothing, from torn, you know, pants, you know, and the jeans. And she just looked at me, and she says, "You just seen my, you know, my dad, you know, my grandfather, whatever, you know, and he just died like 3 days ago." And, you know, as a young girl, it didn't click to me what I just experienced, you know, some cool phenomena that happens. And I grew older, and here I am, just been out ghost hunting and researching the science part. And I've just ran across very cool people, strange things, and have captured great photos. So.
Awesome.
I talked to Baca the other day.
Now, earlier in the chat during the show, you had mentioned one thing as far as the opera place or the theater.
Yeah, the Grand Opera House. Yes, correct.
Oh, I've been in there 1,000 times.
It's a beautiful place, and what I remember vaguely of the history of it, it was, you know, there, you know, back in the 1900s when the great storm hit Galveston, Texas. And they had, you know, bought people in there, and numerous people died, you know, and there's a cemetery close by with a bunch of nuns and stuff like that. It's a beautiful cemetery. But, yeah, that place holds a lot of history, and I've spoken with the manager. I don't know if it's the same one now, but people would have claims of seeing an old man in one of the lofts, you know, that hang over in the opera theater. And we heard noises, and I've caught in orbs, and, you know, you just get that odd sensation. But it's a very well, beautiful place. You have room to set up equipment and to spread out as a group. So you'd really enjoy it if you go.
Yeah, they have also claims that there's a man, because they used to have a projector room, that he doesn't want you in the projector room. He'll slam the door shut and things like that, and he'll attack people in the projector room.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great place, and you do get that whole feeling, you know, and the history of it. It's a very well place that everybody would enjoy.
I think the craziest thing I've seen in the Opera House in the last couple months is they had a Liza Minnelli lookalike in there. That was the creepiest thing I've seen so far.
Yeah. Have any of y'all been to the Winchy Brothers Cafe? I know Justin or may have vaguely spoken about that last time I called in. But the Winchy Brothers Cafe in Spring, Texas, it was an old saloon back in, I guess, the 1900s. And they, you know, had the gun shows outside and bar fights and stuff, piano music. And Bonnie and Clyde actually robbed the bank that's next door to the Lynchy Brothers Saloon and Cafe,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually go in there today and get good lunch. They have beer bread, which is awesome. And
they still have the bullet holes.
Yes, they do. There's still bullet holes in the side of the building where Bonnie and Clyde shot at it when they were driving by robbing it. So that's awesome you know about that. But anybody that lives around there, I do miss living in that area. Go there and enjoy a good lunch, and the managers will probably let you investigate there. Me and a friend of mine, we recorded and took pictures, and we heard a bunch of noises, but with all the machinery and et cetera that's in a restaurant, you know, you have to disclaim a lot of stuff, you know, knowledgeably, so.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, got my little 2-year-old over here wanting to say what's up to everybody.
Hello.
Hey, pumpkin.
He's like, Daddy's got the remote. I turned the TV on and I'm running from my mama. So he like ran into the shower hiding from Brooke and everything. So he's just kind of going through and all that stuff.
Man,
he's like, oh,
my. Be glad. My house has been a shit storm all day today. Within a 4-hour period, we had every one of our kids sick. One's got strep throat, the other two have stomach flu, and one has the flu.
Oh, wow.
We're like, what the heck? Did Kevin run away? I haven't heard a fart.
I'm here.
Oh, thank you.
Hey,
Kevin.
Well, Jennifer,
man.
You guys need to try to get together and go check out some of those places up there in Arkansas.
Oh, I would love to. There's an old church off the road called Bear Pen Road, and it used to be a Baptist church, and it's surrounded by running water, cliffs in the middle of nowhere, and you have to actually drive across a little natural rock bridge that you drive across the creek, basically. And me and my group, you know, we had went out there, and, you know, as a group, you know, we love being out there, so we had spread out, you know, so we can cover, you know, the whole perimeter. Well, one night that we went out there, I think it was a Sunday, actually, we stayed together. There was just something out there that, you know, was just keeping us on edge. We didn't know, and we heard, like, shuffling footsteps running down the side of the cliff at us, and we all shined the light. And, I mean, everybody just jumped. But we turned the light on, there was nothing. And I snapped a photo, and there was an orb, you know. And I have my beliefs about orbs, you know, and, you know, et cetera, from dust fragments and all that. But we caught a black mass, you know, in one of the pictures. And it was just, you know, very awkward. There was a teacher that got shot out there back in the day, you know, as a teacher and all this stuff when the guns were being loud to be just brought around anywhere. So there's a lot of things around here.
Yeah, also over there in Norfolk, I can't remember what county it is, but Norfolk over where the big lake is, they used to hold satanic rituals, and they had this huge cult out there. I want to say that was in the late 80s when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I ain't telling my age. But I remember that happening out there.
And, you know, there's a lot of history down here with the Indians and all that. You know, a lot of trading and all that on the Buffalo National River and the White River runs right by here. And, you know, we've investigated this lady's house, and she's a non-believer. Like, she's straightforward. You know, prove this shit to me. Why are you doing what you do? And called me a witch, even though she was playing, you know, but still, she's a non-believer. And we investigated her house. Her toilet seats would be lifted up. Her radio would turn off and on and on cranked up loud music. She doesn't like music. Nobody has her house key. She has no family. You know what I mean? So she's a very straightforward, you know, working woman individual. And she found us here. And we've gone to her house numerous times, you know, just to gather as much evidence as possible before we, you know, conclude anything. But we've caught some odd stuff in her house, you know, so it's pretty interesting.
Now, I know if I went to a house out here and somebody called me a witch, Texas, well, we don't take kindly to that.
Oh, man. Well, hey, Jennifer, we really appreciate you calling in. Tracy,
you're
you
welcome.
Too. I mean, we love you to death. Thank you so much. We're running down our last 9 minutes. Kevin and I were going to kind of give our parting, you know, our parting thoughts and stuff in the last part of this chaos, and kind of go from there. But we love you guys so much. Thank you for calling in. And I'm going to crack some coldies for you guys real quick. So hold on 1 second. For everybody that's called in, that was legitimate. You know what I'm saying? Coldies to you too. So here you go.
There you go.
All right. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in. Tracy, same to you. We love you as always. And we'll
yeah,
definitely be in touch
weekend.
With you guys.
I'll see y'all
absolutely.
Next weekend. Love you guys. Y'all
Rock
have a great
on,
time,
too.
And y'all just have a great time and enjoy it. I wish I was there with y'all, and maybe one day I'll be there soon enough. So,
Rock on.
Y'all have a good night. Bye.
Y'all have a good night.
Bye, guys.
All right, so Ghost Hunting Texas Style here, myself and Kevin Bryan. We're still in the last part of the chaos. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show. I just want to, you know, throw out there and say thank you to everybody that's tuned in. Thank you, everybody that has touched base with us and all this other stuff. And, you know, we definitely wish you the best. Wish you the best night to everybody that's listening. All that good stuff. We hope you had a great Halloween. As you know, today is the Day of the Dead, as a matter of fact. So it's craziness. So if you are out there, it is awesomeness.
Heck yeah, man. Well, tonight was a crazy night on the phones a little bit there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, man. It was one of those things to where, you know, I had an idea, man. And it was something I come across, and it was crazy, man. I know we got about 7 minutes left. It cracked me up, dude. There's this family, you know, that I saw in Arkansas, on my way to work, and I'm sitting here, and you know, they're on the side of the road and everything, and they got their kids. I guess they're at the bus stop and all this other stuff. And you know how you got some of these parents. Now I'm not against parents being well overprotective, but if you got parents that sit there and micromanage every little bitty thing you do, especially if they're like say 17, 18 years old. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, what the hell? So I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, where's the, you know, some of these kids need some independence or whatever. So I thought about it, and I'm sitting here. Some adults are always asking kids, or even teenagers, what they want to be when they grow up because they're looking for ideas.
Right? That's crazy.
So I just wanted to throw that out there. So it's all.
Oh man.
So
next week I think we're gonna set somebody up to call in, and we're gonna have a good guest line up, and then I'd like to do something cool, and I'd like to just have a bunch of people call in with some crazy like prank crap. So let's just kick back and see what we can decipher. And
right. Let's do that. Let's get a show going to where we can take in as much, less talking, more farting. That's from that Melissa. Shoot, we'll throw out some farts, but no, we'll take in as many prank calls as we can get, and see what we can decipher out of it, and see if we can't, you know, make fun of it or something.
Well, the thing is that if we can tell that they're a prank caller, we're going to make them feel about an inch tall. We're going to make them feel real stupid and laugh about it and throw some cool stuff out and get all that stuff done. And I think that's going to be fun for them to try to fool us. It's going to be fun for us to try to figure them out and then have fun bashing them down after we get it done. So that'll be good. Let's do it. I say bring on the prank callers. Bring it in. It makes the show go by, man. That's great. You know, I love that.
Absolutely. And I do want to make an announcement real quick, folks. Later on this month, here in November, and we will advertise on Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff. But our good friend Bruce Tango from Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters will be on our show. I'm just getting ready to hammer out an exact date, but he will be coming on the show this month. So I just want to throw that out there. So if you have any questions for him, he is the father of Dave Tango from Ghost Hunters, and he's also a retired cop out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, if for some reason he's not able to, we understand because, you know, for those folks, we do understand that they did get hit with the hurricane here recently in the last day or two. So if for some reason he's not able to because of that, we will reschedule and we will announce that as well. And so, but real quick, folks, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. For all the folks that were in the chat room, you know, you made it interesting and it's really cool. So thanks for tuning in.
Well,
absolutely.
Everybody to call in. Every single person. It was great talking to you. We love it. Everything on this show is in good nature. It's in good fun. It's in good humor. You know, it's out there. You know, people need to be thick-skinned. It is what it is. It's funny. Everybody's having a good time. But we always appreciate people getting involved and listening and joining the chat and giving us a call. So thank you so much for all of that stuff.
Most definitely. So thank you so much, everybody. It is great. Let's see, who you rate me instead of the ghost? Oh, snap. Man.
No, we won't say that. We're going to run this out. We got, hey, guess what?
What's that?
Can you get to
it? What the hell?
Aaron Houdini. Lander is going to be a guest on the show.
Yep.
Nate Riddle is going to be a guest on the show.
Oh, and
Bruce
guess
Tango.
What?
Bruce Tango. Freaking Dave Tango's dad, man. Bruce is a cool
and
dude.
And get this. Scott Greenwald from Paranormal Paparazzi.
Scott the man. I can't wait to get Scott back on the show, man. What an amazing guy there. So we got some good stuff coming up in the upcoming week. Thank you to everybody that called in. Thanks to Unknown Paranormal Radio for allowing us to do this every week. Right here every Thursday night from 8 to 10 Central Standard Time with your host Justin Eric and Kevin Bryant doing the Ghost Hunting Texas Style. Justin, how are we going to end the show? What song you got for us, man?
Well, I'm going to end it with Killswitch Engage, My Curse. So y'all guys have a good one. Enjoy. This is Ghost Hunting.
Texas style.
Yeah. Enjoy. Have a good night, everybody.